Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Out one, the zone is Marchand. Pass ahead, with that Marchand. A breakaway heads in Marchand. Can he find the series? And he scores! Brad Marchand in overtime! And the Panthers win game 2-5-4! The series is tied at a game apiece!
Panthers Radio with the call. Game 3 tonight. It's Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. And it is hard to get two better games to start off a series than this.
It really is, and it's hard to feel bad about, you know, what happened with the Edmonton series, because Stars are just not on the level of these two teams, at least the way they've played the first two games. These two teams are playing such a level of hockey that it's so fun to watch. What happened on Friday night? That was a ridiculously good game.
It sounded like you stopped down whatever you were doing. You remembered where you were for this one. Yeah, you were raving about.
It was awesome, man. Like you want to go down through this game and it had everything. It had a game tying goal with 17 seconds. It had a breakaway that was stopped by the goalie, and then it had another one for the actual game winner. I mean, it had a little chippiness to it, but not too much where they were going to get crazy stupid penalties in a playoff game.
No one's foot was getting slashed.
No one's foot was getting... This was a great game. And the series has been really fun. Like, Florida probably should have won game one. They had them. But they didn't. And now it's tied at one. And we'll see what happens if we go back to Florida.
Jim Nill with the press conference on Friday after the news broke during our crosstalk at 9:40 right here on The Fan that Pete DeBoer was being relieved of his duties, Stars general manager, with the opening statement.
In the end, it's my responsibility to make a decision that's the right decision for the organization moving forward. And after a year-end review, talking to players, exit interviews, medicals, everything we go through, we got together as an organization. I got together with Pete, talked to everybody, and I just think it's just time right now to make that next step.
Did Pete's comments about Jake Oettinger after the game and the season-ending press conference lead to the termination? Refreshing honesty here from Nil.
The events that took place, that's a component of it. But there's other things that take place also. It's one part of it. But there's other things that take place during the season. As I mentioned, my job is to analyze everything during the year, where things at, even the prior years. But it was a component of it. But it wasn't the final decision.
A component of it. He gave his own individual thoughts. This really tells you how bad Pete handled this, because Jim Nill, like myself, did not necessarily disagree with Oettinger being pulled.
What was your reaction when he pulled Oettinger?
Yeah, I'm glad that's brought up. I got no problem with the pull at all. If you're coaching, we've just let two goals in, you got to change momentum in that. So to change the goalie, I got no problem with that at all.
Did you have an issue with his comments after the game and even the day after?
I think everybody did. I think even Pete a little bit remorseful of it a little bit. I don't think he handled that the way he wanted to. But you got to remember, you're under duress, the pressure of everything going on in that.
That was the part where he was very candid. Yeah. I think everybody did, and I think even Pete has regret.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day that I don't think if he doesn't make those comments, right, if they just lose the series and they just lose the series in the same exact way, he pulled the goalie and everything, he just makes the comments differently, I don't think we're having the conversation. I don't think he's fired. I don't think he's fired. Now, Jim has never... Jim knows great. He's the best GM in town. He's never seen a coach he doesn't want to fire. I mean, that's his sixth firing since 2013.
Kevin Hagelin's point, like, how many coaches are you going to get to pick?
Yeah, I mean, and look, I mean, the Stars have been a really solid organization. And hockey coaches don't have a whole lot of staying power anyway. They are probably them and NBA are like the shortest lifespan. So I don't know what they're going to do in terms of where they're going to go, because a lot of the guys are already taken.
What did you make of Nils' comments?
He went on a little bit further after that and acknowledged Ottinger specifically had an issue with it.
Well, let's hear about Jake's feelings and how ticked off he was.
He's got a lot of pride, and I don't think he understood if he was going to get pulled and stuff too. Those things happen, but it was just the piling on that he wasn't comfortable with, which I can't blame him.
I think hearing that and then hearing when Jim Nill says, I think Pete was a little remorseful for it, and then followed up with a little. It's like, oh, not enough. Okay, so you walked into the meeting. He was slight level of contrition, like, okay, maybe I shouldn't have said. And it's like, you don't get it, though. You don't get what you just did and how damaging this was. And so I think it sounds to me like Nil felt like it wasn't enough. If he would have come in there and been genuinely remorseful, it might have changed things. But he walked in there and said, all right, maybe I was a little too harsh, but overall I wasn't wrong. And that it's like, all right, well, now we've got a problem with you and the goalie. One of you can't come back, and it's got to be you.
Where are you going to go now for the replacement, Jim Nil?
Just starting that process now. I have a vision. We're going to be very wide, open-minded. The other coaches... Everything's fine with them. I plan on them being part of this. They've done a great job. They have a year left, and they did a good job also. Done a lot of winning. I'm going to look at everything. I'm going to look internally. I'm going to look externally. It's different when you have a voice as an assistant coach, whereas you have a voice as a head coach. So I could be open-minded to all of this.
They do have a good staff. Like that's one thing that people talked about during the playoffs, is how good the Star staff was, beyond Pete. One of the names that's going to pop up is the Texas Stars coach, Neil Graham. A lot of people are saying they want Pavelski as an assistant, making him one. And then you're going to have your dreams of, hey, let's try to find a way to get John Cooper from Tampa. He's under contract. You're going to have to, how we trade players, picks, whatever, for coaches. We've seen teams do that. But the problem is that they're late in the game. If you go look right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams have already hired new coaches this year.
Wow.
So we are talking about like the pick of the litter. You're at the bottom of it. That doesn't mean you can't get somebody really, really good. And this team is really solid anyway from a talent perspective. But you're looking at, not having your pick.
I wonder, too, if there's a little bit of a thought process that if they were willing to make this move this late and be limited in whatever options they have. Now, obviously, they had to make it late because they got deep into the playoffs. But if they're willing to make that switch over something like chemistry, it makes me wonder if they look at it and just say, we just need somebody to help them play free. We're talented enough. We just need somebody who's not going to beat them down.
A Jason Kidd.
Yeah, just all we need. We don't need like the superstar head coach. We just need somebody who's going to come in here and let them be them. And that'll be all we need.
All right, you're going to have to help me with these names, Choppy, because I don't know how to pronounce them, but sports.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Betting.ag does not have the minor league coach on here for some reason. I'm not seeing him.
Okay.
And I don't know why. Maybe they don't have as good a handle on the NHL in Vegas. Manny Malhotra? Malhotra?
Sure.
He's the favorite at 3-1. Whoever that is the favorite at 3-1. Then Jay Leach, Dave Hackstall, Dan Bylsma, Michael Pekka, Mike Vellucci, Jay Woodcroft, Todd Nelson, Anderson Sorensen, David Quinn, Jay Pandolfo, Mike Van Ryn, John Tortorella, Kirk McDonald. So a bunch of names. I have no idea who these people
Torts
are.
Torts is a, I mean, he's the best quote in the world. I don't know if you want to, I don't know that him and Jim Neal get along. I don't know how that works.
You can bring him in here and change the culture. You could call it Torts reform though.
Manny's the head coach of the Abbotsford Canucks of the American Hockey League. This feels like it's going to be an internal or a minor league promotion.
Minor league promotion. Maybe college. Maybe they go college route too. I think they got Monty. Was it Monty at University of Denver when he came here?
Mm-hmm. By the way, specifically to you bringing up Monty reminds me that, and this is something we talked about with Hagelin. When Kevin's talking about how many more hires do you get to make Jim Neal and everything else, like
he made the right hire with Monty.
It is important. Like Monty had stuff going on behind the scenes, obviously, that were issues. And then you had Rick Bowness who chose to walk away. Bowness wasn't fired. Bowness quit. And then you got DeBoer here. And as soon as DeBoer started looking like a culture problem, he had to move on. I don't think Jim Neal is held responsible at all for some of the turnover that they've had here.
The Monty thing that got out of that got out of his control. I don't remember the bonus decision to hire Bonus and to promote him. We talked about that in the moment. We thought that, all right, you were going to get rid of him. You were not going to make him the full-time coach. And then he makes this crazy run in the bubble. And all of a sudden you feel compelled to give the 2-year deal or 3-year deal. It's like, all right, if you were going to fire him, what changed in 4 weeks?
Let's give props to a first championship won in school history in this sport.
Ground ball, backhanded by Good, over to first. And you can light up the UT Tower burnt orange. Texas is finally bringing the championship home to Austin.
So many Tolos watching the College Softball World Series. That is the final call on ESPN.
Did Peyton, was he happy? Or was he sad? Was there anger and fighting in the house?
Well, it wouldn't have been the house. It would have been at the casino hotel. Well, I think I just rolled another point on the craps table when softball Texas won. So, I was happy both ways.
What were you wearing? Any of this team's school
colors?
I had the
Texas shirt going, and there were a lot of Longhorns fans there around the bar watching the game as well. A lot of fans there. But, no, I did not. I went neutral.
All right.
What did I tell you? Kennedy, super, super fraud. That's what she is. Massive fraud.
She's got another million-dollar deal.
In the big moments, well, overpaid. All right, that's all I'm learning about that.
They literally rode her to the natty.
And then what happened? You went up against a real softball team and you crumbled. That's what happens. And so I'm sorry she ran into the Longhorns buzzsaw, just giving up grand slams, getting torched early in that game. This is what happens. And she should have blown the second game. She should have been 0-3. But, it's great. T Texas ends up collecting it, and we exposed a fraud in the process.
Bobby Belt is ticked off that a former Dallas Cowboy was even available to do this. The horrible story that took place right here on 75 with a former Dallas Cowboy over the weekend. We'll bring you that story. By the way, we have ticket giveaways twice a show for the entire week. Luke Bryan tickets, 720 Expressway. We'll do it in the 9 o'clock hour as well. The tragedy involving the former Cowboy after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.